In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We ended yesterday as the upper room shook with the power of the Holy Spirit because they were being persecuted. They asked God to work wonders and signs and miracles. Oh, yes, they asked God to do that in the name of the servant Jesus Christ. How we need to know that Jesus still does these things, that it's not something rare, but we need to believe that he does these things. How do I know? Because I see them happening. I see them happening. Yeah, just yesterday, I had someone here. I can't tell you that the person was healed, but I can tell you that the presence of God came upon that person. Oh, yes. How we need the presence of God. And what happened with the upper room experience the second time? They went out, did miracles and signs and wonders. And what else? They proclaimed Jesus Christ. Yes. And the place shook. How we need our lives to shake with the power of the Holy Spirit. How we need our lives to shake with the power of the Holy Spirit. And they preached the word of God with boldness. How we need to be bold in the proclamation of God's holy word. But we need to be loving too. We don't want to tell people you're going to hell. I'm not into hell. I'm into salvation. Is there a hell? Yes, there is. But I don't want to have anyone hear me say, you're going to hell. I didn't die for them. I didn't have nails in my hands. Didn't have nails in my feet. How could I say you're going to hell? But I can say, the only thing you need to do is repent of your sins and turn to Jesus. Ask his forgiveness, that his blood would cleanse you. That's my message. I'm not into speaking about hell. I know there's a hell, and I know there are people in hell, but I do not know who they are, because God loves everybody, and only God knows what happens in the last moment of death. Only God knows what happens in the last moment of death before they die. Only God knows the hearts of the people. Not me. Not me. Only God. I'm looking at the fifth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. This is an interesting chapter. But a man named Ananias, with the consent of his wife, Sapphira, sold a piece of property, and they laid money at the feet of the apostles. But you see, they said they laid it all. They lied to the Holy Spirit. Therefore, they're going to die. They didn't need to lay anything at the feet of the apostles. All that money was theirs. But they said to the Lord, we gave it all, and they didn't give it all. I want to give it all today, my life, my possessions. I want to give it all. I want to give it all the way God wants to use it, that God wants to use it. I know God wants to use who I am and what I have. I'm not going to say, I'm putting all my money at the apostles' feet. No, but I'm going to tithe my money. I'm going to tithe my money. I'm going to tithe my money. He got back some of the proceeds and brought only a part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Ananias, Peter asked, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of your proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, were not the proceeds at your disposal? How is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You did not lie to us, but to God. Now when Ananias heard these words, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who heard of it. The young men came and wrapped up his body, and they carried him out and buried him. Again, the problem was not the money. The problem was the lie. Oh, yes. The problem was the lie. I give it all to Jesus. I give it all to the Holy Spirit. I give it all to the apostles. That was the lie. I can honestly say, I have to keep some of it for myself. But I do more than tithing. Why? Because the Lord has been good to me. People have asked, how can you be on the radio for 37 years? I say, because we tithe our money. And I would not tithe my money, because God opens the windows of heaven when we do our tithes. Oh, yes, God opens the windows of heaven. After an interval of about 3 hours, his wife, Sapphira, came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter said to her, tell me whether you and your husband sold the land for such and such a price. And she said, yes, that was the price. Then Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to put the Holy Spirit of the Lord to the test? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Immediately she fell down at his feet and died. Again, it wasn't to the apostles that they lied. They lied to the Holy Spirit. We don't want to lie to the Holy Spirit. He's a gentle spirit. He's a wonderful spirit. But you know, how often do we say we're going to do something and we don't do it? How often have we said we're going to do tithing and we don't do it? I know it's difficult sometimes to give that money over to God, but you know what? He opens the windows of heaven. He opens the windows of heaven. I can prove that 37 years on the radio. Him opening the windows of heaven to supply us to pay for our bills. This is God. This is God. And you know, Father Tom isn't up there every day saying, we really need to hear from you. No, I don't say that very often, because we don't need to hear from them at this point. But please send us your checks and so that we can continue. But I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to beg. You've got to do this. No, you don't have to do anything. What you need to do is give your life to Jesus. When the young men came in, they found her dead. So they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear seized the whole church and all who heard of these things. Now many signs and wonders were done among the people through the apostles. And they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared to join them, but the people held them in high esteem. Yet, more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, great numbers of both men and women. Why? Because preaching engenders faith in the heart. How we need good preachers, because people need to give their lives to Jesus. It's not good enough to say God loves you. God loves you, and he's got the best for you. He wants to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. He wants you to tithe. He wants you to love even your enemies. Oh, yes, this is what God wants. It's not, well, you know what, this week I can't do it. Maybe you can't. I'm not going to judge you. I don't know what you have. But I do know God opens the windows of heaven when we tithe, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats in order that Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he came by. I saw those streets. They are so narrow. They are so narrow. I don't know how they put mats and cots down. Peter must have been literally walking around trying to get through. But they only thought that if the shadow of Peter, the first apostle, if that shadow hit the people, they'd get healed. This is God engendering faith. A great number of people would also gather from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all cured. I remember at the Holy Rosary, we had a day of healing, and everyone that we prayed for, all of them were healed. Now, there weren't a lot of people. There might have been 12 or 13 people, but the ones we prayed for all got better. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they all were healed. Peter has multitudes of people that need healing. And you know what happens? He heals them through the name of the Lord Jesus. Then the high priest took action. He and all who were with him, that is, the sect of the Sadducees, being filled with jealousy, arrested the apostles and put them in the public prison. So they put Peter and the apostles in the prison. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors, brought them out, and said, "Go stand in the temple and tell the people the whole message about this life." Not part of message, but the whole message. No other way to God but through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way to get to God but through the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, the whole message. God wants to give you the Holy Spirit so that you will have the power of Pentecost. That happened at confirmation, but I tell you, many people weren't ready to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. I remember being confirmed, and something happened in me. It was slight, but it was something in me that happened. I believe I received the Holy Spirit at confirmation. But when I was 21, I surrendered my life to the Lord, and the Spirit of God filled me to overflowing. The whole message about this life. When they heard this, they entered the temple at daybreak and went on with their teaching. Thank God for angels. Thank God for angels. When the high priest and those with him arrived, they called together the council and the whole body of elders of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. And when the temple police went there, they did not find them in the prison. So they returned and reported. They're gone. How do they go? We had God's watching over them. How did they go? An angel of the Lord opened the doors for them. Hallelujah. We found the prison securely locked and the guards standing at the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside. We need the ministry of angels. We need the ministry of angels. Wherever the Blessed Sacrament is, angels hover over the Blessed Sacrament. Thousands upon thousands, myriads upon myriads of angels. Oh, yes. The other day, I led the people in prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And I said, you think there's just eight, nine people in the church? The church is flooded with angels around the Blessed Sacrament because it's Jesus. We need the ministry of angels. We found no one inside. Now when the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these words, they were perplexed about them, wondering what might be going on. Then someone arrived and announced, look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people in season and out of season. Then the captain went with the temple police and brought them, but without violence, for they were afraid of being stoned by the people. When they had brought them, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, we gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, in the name of Jesus. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us. But Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things. And so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. Obey God. Ask for the baptism of the Spirit. Oh, yes. I went up to New Hampshire on Sunday. It was a praise and worship and praise meeting, and the pastor preached, and somebody came up to me and said, would you pray over me? And I did. And he said, I got my tongues back after you prayed over me. He got the Spirit that speaks the language of God. He said, that's what happened after you prayed with me. Praise God. Would that all speak in tongues. Now, do you need tongues for salvation? No. It's just a prayer gift. I remember Sister Rita Drinkwater saying to me, I don't need the gift of tongues. And I said to her I was teaching school at the time. I said, do you need to pray better? She said, yes. I said, then you need the gift of tongues. I said not another word. When she went on retreat, God gave her that gift. When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. But a Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, now Gamaliel was a teacher who taught the Apostle Paul. Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up and ordered the men to be put outside for a short time. Then he said to them, fellow Israelites, consider carefully what you propose to do to these men. For some time ago, when Thaddeus rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. But he was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and disappeared. After him was Judas the Galilean, rose up at a time of the census and got people to follow him. He also perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, this is the voice of reason, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone, because if this plan or this undertaking is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. In any case, you may even be found fighting against God. This is Gamaliel, the man who taught Paul. I often wonder if Paul went to see his teacher and tell him about Jesus. Gamaliel said, if this plan is of God, no one's going to stop it. I tell you, no one has stopped the plan of salvation. Even in China, they've tried to stop it. But the underground church, God bless them, the underground church continues to preach the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, people have tried to destroy the Lord's preaching. No, God uses the preacher, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. They were convinced by Gamaliel, and when they had called in the apostles, they had them flogged, whipped. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. As they left the council, they rejoiced that they considered themselves worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. They weren't saying, oh, poor us, poor us. No, they rejoiced that they got these lashes in honor of the name of God. They rejoiced that they were considered worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name Jesus Christ. And every day in the temple and at home, they did not cease to teach and proclaim Jesus as Messiah. How we need priests, bishops, ministers to preach Jesus with boldness. How we need it. I need to do it too. I need to preach it in boldness. Yes, to preach the word of God in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. And you know, that's not only my job, that's your job too. God anoints us all with the Holy Spirit, and we need to share our witness with people. If you don't feel comfortable proclaiming the word of God, you can share what God has done for you and how it's changed your life. This is so important, so important. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Have you had a conversion experience? If not, tell the Lord, I want a conversion experience. I want to know you, not because Father Tom says these things, but because I am meant by the grace of God to know you. Please give me a conversion experience. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.